Naeem Hussein had attended the funerals of two Muslim men murdered in the last 2 weeks in Albuquerque, New Mexico, on Friday. That night, police say he was ambushed. His family says his friends found him shot to death in his car.
The friends that saw the body, they said it was a headshot. So I don't know if it was a single shot or if it was multiple shots.
Now police are investigating if the three murders are linked to the murder of another Muslim man, Muhammad Ahmadi, last November, and are asking the public to help find the driver of this car, which might be connected to the killings.
We are also increasing our air support. Now that we have information about a vehicle of interest, that kind of support is going to be crucial.
But in Albuquerque, the Muslim community has been shaken by the murders.
You walk out of your house not knowing if you're going to be followed and targeted. That is what is on the mind of every person leaving their home in Albuquerque that happens to be a Muslim. There is no sense of safety.
While police are not saying if the men are being targeted because of their faith, hate crimes against Muslims are increasing.
In a dozen of the largest jurisdictions, including California, New York City, Chicago, anti-Muslim hate crimes rose from 84 to 122, or to 45% increase. And these data are usually predictive of trends.
Four men from Afghanistan and Pakistan who emigrated to the U.S. gunned down in their chosen hometown. The latest, Naeem Hussein, received his citizenship just last month and was planning on bringing his wife in Pakistan to live here. The dream was to buy their own home. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera.